I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, your Deya Chelik Alf Sim Reish Lamed Gimel has an undated tshuva. It was written to Rav Shlomo Landau. Apparently, this was a tshuva written in Europe still, because there are other tshuvas Rav Moshe has to this Rav, which he clearly writes, which he dates, and he writes that he wrote it in Europe. So apparently, this was a colleague of his. And the question posed to Rav Moshe that there was a cemetery, there was a Bisek Faros, which was running out of room. And the only place left that which they were able to use to bury people, they weren't able to dig that deep, because otherwise it was wet, it would reach water, and therefore they wanted to bury the bodies in a place that would stay safe. The question was, how close to the ground, to the surface, are they able to bury? How much dirt has to be on top of the body? So Rav Moshe, it's not a short tshuva. Rav Moshe references a halacha that if you to separate between two bodies sideways, the halacha is you have to have 6 tvachim. And Rav Moshe explains it's because you have to have 3 tvachim for each body. There's a halacha. Rav Moshe suggests that you have to have walls. It has to be surrounded in each kever. And therefore you have to have 3 tvachim. We see this halacha of 3 tvachim. Rav Moshe says perhaps you need on top also 3 tvachim based on this idea. And Rav Moshe goes back and forth. But then he references the Gemara in today's daf. Pesachim daf lamed aleph, lamed aleph on beis. Towards the bottom we have the Mishnah. And the Gemara discusses how deep could a dog smell in order to search out chametz. The Gemara is talking about chametz, obviously. And the Gemara says that up to 3 tvachim buried underground, a dog is able to sniff it out and would be able to uncover it. Therefore, Moshe says that it makes a lot of sense that should be the halacha when it comes to burying someone, that there's obviously a smell, and we wouldn't want dogs to be able to come and dig up the bodies, and therefore make sure that it's under 3 tvachim in order to ensure that they're protected from dogs. Rav Moshe says, even if you're burying in an aron, in a casket, and therefore we're not really concerned that the dog's going to be able to do anything to the body, but still, the smell could still emanate, and the dog could uncover the aron. And the halacha is that an aron is supposed to be buried in the ground, and if the dog comes and uncovers the dirt, it would be a problem as well. And so that really seems how Rav Moshe ends off, that certainly, l'chatchila, you should have at least 3 tvachim of dirt on top of the aron or on top of the body. Really, it could be 2 tvachim. It's not really so simple, because a lot of times if you have an aron, you have at least a tefach gap between the body and the top of the aron. But Rav Moshe says it's best to have 3 tvachim under that, have the body.